How's it going? Hope you're good. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Just a quick one. You know, I was talking last week about the fasting and the mushroom coffee. Well, I've not given it up before you think that. I'm going to be recording this on a full stomach. I've just had my breakfast. I've just had a lot to get through this morning. And I wanted to make sure that I got this boxed off. And the England match is on in 12 minutes. So it is going to be short, sweet and straight to the point. So I've titled this, what to do if you can't afford a coach, because I know that hiring or investing into a coach, like, some people just can't afford it. They've just not got the spare cash at the end of the month, and that's completely fine. So let's see if I can give you as much information and as much value as possible so you can fucking crack on and lose a footload of body fat, get your mindset into a great place and live a happy, healthy life. So number one, you need to make sure that you have the correct information. Now, this is easier said than done, but it obviously needs to be at the forefront of what you actually do if you do want to go alone with your actual fat loss journey. Because let's say you get the wrong information and you get 6 weeks through, 8 weeks through, and it's just a bag of shit and you fucking fail and you fall off track and it made your life an absolute fucking nightmare. You end up back to square one, you get pissed off, frustrated, and you're still in that exact same position. So you need to make sure that you definitely got the correct information. Now, how can you get the correct information? This sounds a little fucking stupid, but the internet, social media, everything is there. Like, everything that you need is free on the internet. It's just, obviously, there's a hell of a lot of information. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. I think I've got that saying right. So how can you get the correct information? Well, you need to follow trusted accounts. You need to follow trusted websites. Like, you need to find people or companies or whatever it may be that have got proven results and they've got the experience and they talk the talk, they walk the walk, and you actually build that trust with them. But just to make this a little bit more easier, because I don't think I actually help with that, saying obviously find someone who you trust and they provide value and obviously follow their social media posts and whatever it may be. But again, there's still a lot of information. Ask the questions to the right people. Like, I have nothing wrong with someone coming into my DMs and saying, Aaron, is this correct with what I'm going to be doing with my food? Is this correct what I'm going to be doing with my training, my mindset, whatever it may be? Am I definitely on the right path or the right track with this? Like, I'm always happy to send someone a voice note. As long as you're not messaging me 10 times a day and trying to fucking rinse me for everything that I absolutely know, like, it's completely fine. Another thing that you can do as well is find people who've had successful fat loss journeys and they've been able to maintain their actual results. Ask them questions. Like, you might know someone, you might have a friend, a family member, you might have someone who's worked with a personal trainer. Ask them, how did they do it? What approach did they take with the food, the training, their activity levels, the mindset, whatever it may be? Ask the right questions to the right people and make sure you gain the right information. The thing is, you don't want to be collecting the wrong information that's going to lead you down the wrong path or up the wrong fucking ladder. And you get 6 weeks through, 8 weeks through, and you don't actually achieve what you're trying to do. You get fucking pissed off, frustrated, overwhelmed, and you end up back to square one and you don't actually move forwards with your goals. And then it's just one of them, you're meant to be fat for the rest of your life and all of this. And yeah, it's just a massive fucking ball it. So make sure you get the correct information. It is all there. It is for free on the internet. And make sure you ask the question and make sure you ask the right questions to the right people. What I'll say with this is, like, if there's something that you fucking really want to do and it means a hell of a lot to you, I guarantee you'll go and find the right people to ask. 100%. I always heard something on a podcast. I might have mentioned it on my own podcast. It's like, let's say you was you had a fucking 10 grand bill and you had to pay some court fees or whatever it may be. But let's say you was in a fucking desperate position and you had to get 10 grand together. I guarantee you'd find that 10 grand somehow to obviously pay these court fees. Or if you didn't pay the court fees, you get shot in the head. I'm sure I've used that little story before, but you get what I'm saying. If there's urgency and scarcity around it, I guarantee you'll find a way. So 100%, if you've not got the cash to pay for a coach and you need that information, I guarantee if it's something that you really fucking want to do, you'll find it. Number two, you need to set your targets. So once you've got the right information and you know what you should be doing around food, around training, around activity levels, around your mindset, you need to set yourself targets. There's no point saying, oh, I'm just going to start doing X, Y, and Z with my food, my training, my movement, mindset. You need to set rigid targets. How many calories am I going to be consuming? What am I going to be consuming for my breakfast, my lunch, my evening meal, any kind of snacks? Where am I going to be increasing my activity levels through the day? When am I going to be going to the gym? What am I going to be doing in the gym? Like, all of these things, they need to be set in stone and you need to set yourself targets, because when you set yourself targets, you've got something to move towards. And if there's no targets in place, it's just like, well, fuck it, what's the actual point? Some days you might do something, some days you might not. And that's never going to be enough for a successful fat loss journey. So you need to set yourself the targets once you've got the right information. It does sound like a little bit of a ball like this, but like I said, I'm trying to do as much as I can, because if you can't afford a coach, this is the route that we need to take. Listen, like I said, you can ask me some questions as long as it's not fucking 10 million a day. So you need your targets set in stone. You need to know what you're going to be doing with your calories, how many calories you're going to be consuming, what you're going to be eating at each sitting, how many snacks are you going to be having a day, what you're going to be doing in the gym, when are you going to be going to the gym, and when you're going to be increasing your activity levels. Like, they're the fundamentals to actually create the physical change. And yes, obviously you can put mindset targets in place, because you've heard me mention many times before, like, we need to be working on the mindset as well. Even though all of this stuff like food, training, gym, activity levels, obviously that has a massive impact on your mindset anyway, because we love fucking progression. We love seeing physical changes. We love feeling better about ourselves. So it does have like an indirect impact on your actual mindset. But there is other things that you can do, obviously, to keep your head in a good place, which I've spoke about on previous podcasts. So you can set yourself targets with that as well. If you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, go back and listen to some of the podcasts. Number three, this kind of links in with number two. There is a little bit of an overlap. Plan and structure everything. So yes, if you've got your targets in place with your actual numbers and your metrics and what it is that you want to achieve, you need to plan and structure it into a diary. Because if we are planning things into our day and we are implementing structure over a weekly basis, a bi-weekly, monthly, whatever it may be, we've just more chance of sticking to it. Again, linking in with what I've just mentioned about not having clarity, not having direction, not having something in front of you that you're actually going to be working towards. It's just like, oh, I might do something today, I might not. Whereas if you've got targets and you've got a fucking plan, you've more chance of actually taking action. And you've heard the cheesy fucking saying, is it plan to fail? What is it? Prepare to fail, no, fail to prepare or prepare to fail. And that comes into my next point, actually. It's fucking cheesy, but it's actually true. And it does help massively. So if you can plan everything, like maybe on a Sunday, if you can write down what you're going to be doing with your food, where your calorie targets are going to be, what you're going to be having for your breakfast, your lunch, your evening meal, your snacks in between, what calories you're going to be having in each serving. Again, talking about like the gym side of things, what you're going to be doing on a Monday, what you're going to be doing on a Tuesday, Wednesday, etc., etc. Are you going to be increasing your activity levels? Are you going to be getting outdoors? How long are you going to be getting outdoors for? Are you going to be doing it every day? Some days are you going to be increasing the activity levels on the rower? I don't know. Whatever it may be, you need to plan and structure it. And again, it sounds like a fucking massive ball, but this is what you're going to do if you're going to do it by yourself. And what I've wrote here is, don't forget, if you do plan and structure things, just like your employer, now I don't know if you've got your own business or you work for yourself, but a lot of people are employed, and generally employers, they're pretty rigid with what you should be doing through the day. I'm pretty sure that you'll have deadlines, you'll have targets, certain things that you have to do within a specific day at certain hours, because you've more chance of actually completing that work. And I know some of you might be thinking to yourself, I never managed to complete my work because it's just fucking absolutely chaotic and my boss is an absolute knob. But obviously I can't help with that side of things. But you get where I'm coming. Generally, employers have plans and structures so the work actually gets completed. And this is what needs to happen with your actual fat loss journey as well. Number four, which I've wrote from the cheesy quote, prepare to fail. What did I actually fucking mean? Oh, I know what I meant with this one. I wasn't actually talking about the planning and the structure. It's like, even if you have all of this and you do have the correct information, you've sent me fucking 10 million messages and you've got exactly what you need with your calories, your movement, your training, your targets, everything's fucking fully dialed in. Remember, you still might get 6 to 8 weeks through, 10 weeks through, 12 weeks, fucking hell, can't get my words out, 12 weeks through, and there's a good chance that you might fuck up. Remember, that's completely normal. Like, just understand, just because you're working on your own, there's nothing wrong with actually fucking up. Like, people work with me and they'll still fuck up. It's just obviously when we speak about it, we quickly get them back on track. So the duration that they're off track, it doesn't extend into like a fucking 2 week, 4 week, 6 month period. And then obviously nothing happens within that period. So just understand that you are going to fucking fail. Irrelevant if you've got all the correct information. And this is the same when people have got a coach. So understand that. Don't think that you're actually doing anything wrong. But yeah, let's recap that. I've got 1 minute to the fucking match. Like I said, it's short, sweet, sharp, straight to the point. I feel like I can't talk. I'm getting my fucking tongue tied. So what to do if you can't afford a coach? Number one, you need to make sure you have the correct information. It is out there. Everything's on the internet for free. Obviously, there's just a lot of information out there. So you need to make sure that you're going to obviously utilize someone's social media page or website who's trusted, who's got proven results, and they've got the experience. Yes, I'm probably talking about myself, but fuck it, it is what it is. Like I said, there's a lot of valuable content out there. There is a lot of fucking free stuff there. It's just about piecing it together. And then, like I said, if there is any kind of confusion on you collecting the correct information, ask people the right questions. I'm not bothered if you ask me questions. Like I said, as long as you don't take the piss. Number two, set yourself targets. So I'll link that in with number three as well, plan and structure everything. So make sure you've got your targets put in place and make sure everything's planned and structured. Because like I said, if you've not got this fully dialed in, nothing will fucking get done. It's just like you turning up to work and your employer's not got anything for you to do. I guarantee you're probably not going to do much. But with a fat loss journey, it is a little bit different. But to be fair, it's the same with your job, because if you don't do your work, you don't get paid. Same with the fat loss journey. If you don't do the fucking work, you're not going to lose the body fat and get yourself into a better position with your mindset, your health, your wealth, your happiness, and all of that stuff. Number four, prepare to fail. Number four, prepare to fail. Understand that you're going to fuck up. Like, don't think it's an actual bad thing. I don't want you to get pissed off if you do fucking trip up and you have fucking 10,000 calories on one day and it takes you a couple of days to get back on track. That's completely fine. It's completely normal. Maybe not the 10,000 calories in a day. That's not actually normal. I think I've done it once or twice in my life and it just fucking, yeah, absolutely wrote me off. It's not actually a nice thing to do, even though it sounds exciting. Do you know what? I might do a part two to this because I feel like I've rushed it, but there is valuable information though. Right, listen, I'm going to shoot because like I said, it's now 1 minute past one and the match has started. If you've got any questions around that, as long as you've not got 10 million, I'm happy to help for free. 1,000,000%. Drop in my DMs. I'll ping you a voice note. Like, loads of people I speak to loads of people in my DMs who I've never actually worked with, and they do ask me a lot of questions, and I'll ping them a lot of voice notes. But like I said, just not 10 million. Just don't take the piss. And we'll take it from there. I'm sure there's other PTs who will help with that side of things as well. You don't expect anything back. Like, I don't expect everyone to be paying me money. Listen, if you can't be arsed doing all of that, and you do want to invest into a coach, and it might be within your budget, ping me a message. Because being honest, obviously hiring a coach, investing into a coach, it is going to be the quickest way that you lose body but with minimal effort, because obviously I do absolutely everything for you. Right, I'm off. Speak soon.